Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Marlowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dick Marlowe. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Leo Keeley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Leo Keeley. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Keeley reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from White and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kiely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House strikes out. One out. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Marlowe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Marlowe reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez juggles the ball. That's an error on Aganez. Marlowe moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marlowe scores. Tuttle moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Niemann moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Olsen moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keeley for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Al Aber now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing right field. Jackie Jensen now playing center field. Don Lund pinch hits for Al Aber. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Agana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keeley strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson pinch hits for Dick Week. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.